Fior de Spina, published in part, lines 11 to 30, by Mrs. Shelley in Posthumous Poems, 1824, in full from the Boscombe manuscript by Dr. Garnett in Relics of Shelley, 1862. The season was the childhood of sweet June, whose sunny hours from morning until noon went creeping through the day with silent feet, each with its load of pleasure, slow yet sweet. Like the long years of blessed eternity, never to be developed. Joy to thee, Fior de Spina, and thy Cosimo. For thou the wonders of the depth canst know, of this unfathomable flood of ours, sparkling beneath the heaven which embowers. There were two cousins, almost like to twins, except that from the catalogue of sins, nature had raised their love, which could not be, but by disavowing their nativity, and so they grew together like two flowers upon one stem, which the same beams and showers lull or awaken in their purple prime, which the same hand will gather, the same clime, shake with decay. This fair hand smiles to see all those who love and who o'er loved thee, Fior de Spina, scarcely Cosimo, within whose bosom and whose brain now glow the ardours of a vision which obscure the very idol of its portraiture. He faints, dissolved into a sea of love, but thou art as a planet sphered above. But thou art love itself, ruling the motion of his subjected spirit. Such emotion must end in sin and sorrow, if sweet May had not brought forth this, your morn, your wedding day. Lie there, sleep a while in your own dew, ye faint-eyed children of the hours. Fior de Spina said, and threw the flowers which she had from the breathing. A table near of polished porphyry, they seemed to wear a beauty from the eye that looked on them, a fragrance from the touch, whose warmth checked their life, a light such as sleepers wear, lulled by the voice they love, which did reprove the childish pity that she felt for them, and remorse that from their stem she had divided such fair shapes, made a feeling in the which was a shade of gentle beauty on the flowers they lay, all gems that make the earth's dark bosom gay, rods of myrtle buds and lemon blooms, that the leaf tinted lightly, which assumes the livery of unremembered snow, violets whose eyes have drunk. Fior de Spina and her nurse are now upon the steps of the high portico. Under the withered arm of Medea, she flings her glowing arm. Step by step and stair by stair, that withered woman grey and white and brown, more like a trunk by lichens overgrown than anything which was once could been human. And ever as she goes, the palsied woman, how slow and painful you seem to walk. Poor Medea, you tire yourself with talk. And well it may. Fior de Spina, dearest, well a day, you are hastening to a marriage bed, I to the grave. And if my love were dead, unless my heart deceives me, I would lie beside him in my shroud as willingly as now in the gay night dress Lilia wrought. Fie, child, let that unseasonable thought not be remembered till it snows in June. Such fancies are a music out of tune. With the sweet dance your heart must keep tonight. What, would you take all beauty and delight back to the paradise from which you sprung, and leave to grosser mortals, and say, sweet lamb, Would you not learn the sweet and subtle mystery by which the spirits meet? Who knows whether the loving game is played, when once of mortal vesture disarrayed, the naked soul goes wandering here and there, through the wide deserts of Elysian air. The violet dies not till it. Time Long Past, published by Rossetti in Complete Poetical Works of Percy Shelley, 1870. Like the ghost of a dear friend dead is time long past, a tone which is now forever fled, a hope which is now forever past, a love so sweet it could not last, was time long past. There were sweet dreams in the night of time long past. And was it sadness or delight, each day a shadow onward cast, which made us wish it yet might last that time long past? There is regret, almost remorse, for time long past. 'Tis like a child's beloved course. A father watches till at last beauty is like remembrance cast from time long past. Fragment, The Deserts of Dim Sleep. Published by Rossetti in Complete Poetical Works, 1870. I went into the deserts of dim sleep, that world which, like an unknown wilderness, bounds this with its recesses wide and deep. Fragment, The Viewless and Invisible Consequence, published by Rossetti in Complete Poetical Works, 1870. The viewless and invisible consequence watches thy goings out and comings in, and hovers o'er their guilty sleep, unveiling every new-born deed and thoughts, more ghastly than those deeds. Fragment, A Serpent Face. His face was like a snake's, wrinkled and loose and withered. Fragment, Death in Life, published by Dr. Garnett in Relics of Shelley, 1862. My head is heavy, my limbs are weary, and it is not life that makes me move. Fragment, Such Hope as is the Sick Despair of Good, published by Dr. Garnett in Relics of Shelley, 1862. Such hope as is the sick despair of good, such fear as is the certainty of ill, such doubt as is pale expectation's food, turned while she tastes to poison when the will is powerless and the spirit. Fragment, Alas, This Is Not What I Thought Life Was, published by Mrs. Shelley in Poetical Works, 1839, first edition. Alas, this is not what I thought life was. I knew that there were crimes and evil men, misery and hate, nor did I hope to pass untouched by suffering through the rugged glen. In mine own heart I saw it as a glass, the hearts of others, and when I went among my kind with triple brass of calm endurance, my weak breast I armed to bear scorn, fear, a hate, a woeful mass. Fragment, Milton's Spirit, published by Rossetti in Complete Poetical Works, 1870. I dreamed that Milton's spirit rose and took from life's green tree his Uranian lute, and from his touch sweet thunder flowed and shook all human things built in contempt of man, and sanguine thrones and impious altars quaked, prisons and citadels. Fragment, Unrisen Splendor of the Brightest Sun, published by Dr. Garnett in Relics of Shelley. Unrisen splendor of the brightest sun, to rise upon our darkness, if the star now beckoning thee out of thy misty throne could thaw the clouds which wage an obscure war with thy young brightness. Fragment, Pater Omnipotens, Serene and in his unconquerable might endued the almighty king, his steadfast throne encompassed unapproachably with power, and darkness and deep solitude and awe stood like a black cloud on some airy cliff, embosoming its lightning in his sight. Unnumbered glorious spirits trembled, stood like slaves before their lord, prostrate around heaven's multitudes hymned everlasting praise. Fragment to the mind of man. Thou living light that in thy rainbow hues clothest this naked world, and over sea and air and earth and all the shapes that be in peopled darkness of this wondrous world, the spirit of thy glory doth diffuse. Truth, thou vital flame, mysterious thought that in this mortal frame of things with unextinguished lustre burnest, now pale and faint, now high to heaven upcurled, that ere to thou dost languish still returnest, and ever before the pyramids, so soon as from the earth formless and rude one living step hath chased drear solitude, thou wert thought, thy brightness charmed the lids of the vast snake eternity, who kept the tree of good and evil.